Welcome y'all to Backwoods Obscura, a podcast dedicated to the lore, legends, and myths surrounding the creatures that may lurk in your backyard. My name's Hewitt.
I'm Chris.
Cool.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That sounded forced.
No, I'm actually doing pretty good. You know, we just did a camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
And like
deer chili was so good.
Okay, so Devin gave me like the biggest compliment.
Yeah.
And it made me so fucking happy. Hearing someone be like, yeah, whenever someone makes chili, I'm going to think back to this chili and compare it.
And the adobo you put in there was amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so it's just all about the chili paste you make. I mean, that doesn't sound appetizing, but you're making a base for the chili. It's hard to explain. I'm going to shut up.
Okay, it's basically chili paste is equivalent to making a roux before you make something.
I mean, you could put it like that because, okay, so most people, I'm assuming this is how a lot of people make chili is, and this is how I made chili for the longest time until I started.
Stir meat in pot, add spices.
Yeah. Or, you know, at most they would sweat stuff, you know, throw in some broth, maybe a thickener, and then like chili powder or some shit, but like actually doing like the chili paste. Where you take multiple different chilies, chili arbol, chili...
Arbol is good.
Fuck. I'm trying to think. A whole bunch of other chilies. I'm not good with names. You just get a whole bunch of dried chilies, sweat them out, blend them together with some garlic, salt, pepper. And I say a paste, it's more of a...
It's a starter. All you're talking about is making a starter. Yeah. What you're doing is a spice starter.
And it gives a more complex flavor, and if you have a great spice combination with that, it's done. It's over.
And I'll say this, the camping trip was incredibly fun. The only issue I had with it is early the second day I got cold.
Oh my. And I like, never sleeping has always
well,
been.
Well, no, see, the sleeping thing wasn't the problem is early the second day I got cold and I never warmed up. So like the number of times when like y'all
so
went fishing,
Friday or Saturday
when like when y'all went fishing and stuff and like I went and got underneath a sleeping bag.
Oh, that sucks.
That was literally me trying to like I was not sleeping. I was like if I could have gone just like I'm gonna go nap in the tent, guys, do whatever the fudge you want, that would have been one thing. But I was sitting there like I'm literally trying to get warm. Now that night after we got the heater that you were a little concerned about.
Look,
yes, the fire hazard we put inside the tent to keep warm. I
was reading the instructions and I wanted to make sure everything was kosher.
That was your first mistake, is reading the instructions. But the other thing that helped me stay warm, because eventually what happened is you getting on the floor and hijacking the heater between you and Devin. Like, I woke up, I'm like, why am I cold? And I realized you had built a little heat dam.
Like when I wasn't I, like trying I ste- to
no,
make
no,
a
you
heat
did, you did, no, you did, like when I stepped over you to go outside to pee, like the area between you and Devin was so incredibly warm. But what made me warm the rest of the night is Bean, Devin's wonderful little healer, actually got in my sleeping bag with me. I'm like, Bean, you my best friend. Like, Bean, you
please
the
help.
Best.
Please help. Bean actually, like, what was funny about Bean, both nights that we stayed, she would like go between us to like sleep in our very ADD. Like, okay,
she had three different beds to choose from.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she didn't pick me. She picked me the least because apparently I snore like a fucking demon.
No, you snore like you're drowning.
I don't mean to do that.
No, but like, here's my thing: is I think Bean spent most of the nights with me because my cot didn't allow me to lay on my stomach like I like to sleep. Because it had that elevated headrest.
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping on my back, which meant there was a permanent gap between my legs. And she's like, I fits. But,
it was so fun.
It was such a good trip. We need to do another one.
Oh, I'm already planning it. Like, after we finished that, I slept for a long time. And I know what I said after that is like, I don't really feel like doing this for another few months.
Well,
but as soon as I woke up, I was like, I want to do that again.
Well, I mean, we already got the new tent because the old one died.
Rest in peace, Taj Mahal tent.
Yeah, I got, I've got some lights and a bucket toilet seat coming in for.
I'm getting a new cushion. Ruby is wanting to get. It's not set in stone, but we're looking to do a trip. Like, and she wants to. Okay, so we're doing like the canopy thing with like.
Yeah,
me
I
and
got.
You.
I got we have the 10x10 canopy, and I got one. They still have them at the Walmart here in our town. The other thing I'm looking at is there is a Ozarka tent. Was it like an accessory kit? It's a screen.
Yeah. Like, I was looking at getting one of those canopy tents just so I can, like, whenever we go camping, I can throw that in there and I can have, we can have our own little rooms.
Yeah.
But we're also, me and Ruby are looking at to have our own tents because she keeps telling me, it's like, you get so stressed, why don't you just go camp? And I'm...
Well, here's the deal is like, if you can get a little pop-up tent. They've got, again, Walmart has them on sale right now. There's a bunch of clearance stuff. So you might want...
I might go up.
You got to check. Like, I got new cooking utensils for like $1. But yeah, this is for, because Frecky invited us out camping. I think she's getting the privacy shelter. I'm going to get a Homer bucket, and I've got the lid that goes onto it to make a potty.
You're getting the straight, we out in the wilderness sort of deal.
We got to poop, and I don't want to poop in a hole. That's what I've done, okay? I don't want to poop in a hole thing.
I'm cool with that.
We need to buy another metal top table.
Oh, yeah, I broke our other one.
And the only reason that I was saying we had to throw that one away is because of the way that it ripped this time. Because I had attached everything with liquid nails.
Whoops.
Well, dude, we've had that table for like 15 years.
Yeah.
That anyway, you know what? I know what you originally asked me to talk about, but since we've been talking about the woods, I'm going to forego that story and go to another one.
The bus druid.
No, I don't have anything down about the wondrous bus druid, but that's something we need to talk about in the future.
Yeah. You give him chili, he gives you advice.
Blessings from his mobile workshop that's in the woods.
Yeah. And his two dogs.
Yeah, which I forgot Pyrenees are a large breed. I thought they were a smaller one. I don't know dog breeds other than the ones that I own.
Oh, as soon as he started talking about his dog breeds, I was like, this dude has like two big-ass fucking dogs.
Anyway, I'm going to talk to you, since we're talking about the woods, about a spirit that originally started in the woods and made its way into the homes, known as the Lutin.
The Lutin.
I'm mispronouncing, but the Lutin, or the Lutin, or if it is female, Lutin, with an E at the end of it. Lutine?
Or Lutin, Lutin.
Yeah, anyway, they are a French trickster spirit, similar to the hobgoblin, the imp, or the elf, or a goblin.
So we're talking about someone that likes to get into some mischief.
They messy.
They're messy.
They're messy. They're also sometimes compared to the German kobold.
Not the D&D kobold,
but like the German idea of a kobold, like the house spirit. Or to make a reference to American Gods, which I had to, when I listened to the book, I had to go back and double check this. The original idea of a German kobold is a little messed up. They're also an old pagan spirit that sometimes was connected to child sacrifice, which does loop back into what a lutin is.
Well, you know, child sacrifice thing back in the day.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're, for the most part, the Cajun version of the lutin is somewhere between a boggart and a brownie. Now, do you know about boggarts and brownies?
I'm vaguely familiar.
One does require vegetable oil to make. The other one's when you burn something. Not really.
God damn it. Well, I'm leaving. Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Okay, I'm coming back.
Anyway, to summarize it, a brownie is a helpful house spirit. As long as you leave them cream and butter and sugar out, they'll clean your house and stuff.
Is that where actually, like, the brownie, like, name comes from? Because it almost sounds brownie-like, like the confectionery.
I'm pretty sure, yes, it does. I'm also pretty sure that's why the lowest level of Girl Scout, I believe, is called a brownie.
That's mean.
I don't know the ranks of Girl Scouts. I went through Cub Scouts, and I did, like,
but
1 year
in
Boy Scouts.
Like,
so.
It's mean,
but then
but adorable.
A boggart is... Okay, there's two ways to get a boggart. One is... to agitate a very grumpy, unseely fae, known as a boggart, and they will start hexing you and messing with your stuff and breaking things. Or a brownie, a seely fae, can become a boggart if you do not leave them offerings and they start stealing your shit, for lack of a better term. And the big thing here is boggart's also connected to the original word boogie.
Oh, so like a boogeyman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now... let me talk about the appearance of a lutin. They're a shapeshifter, so first off, they look like whatever the fuck they want.
So we have a bit of a, like... well, we've talked about shapeshifters, but my brain goes back to the Rookaroo.
A little bit, but also, I mean, like, vampires are shapeshifters. How do I keep talking about shifters?
I don't know. It happens. I keep talking about Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm going to steal the Louisiana Wildman from you. You can have the Grunch. I'll steal the Louisiana Wildman, but you get the Grunch.
I'll talk about the Skunk Ape.
Yeah, that's fair. Hmm. Or its Mississippi counterpart, the Governor. Anyway, the thing about the Lutin is in France, it's also known as the good-looking man. Now, I have a question mark next to this, because this is something with the Fae. We always talk about how attractive elves are, how good the fairies look. That might be a mistranslation, because fascination and attractive are not the same thing. Like, there's an entire subculture of YouTube dedicated to watching people get their pimples popped. That is fascinating to them, but it's also grotesque.
It's pretty gross. I don't like watching that shit.
I'm not going to lie, sometimes...
Ruby does.
Sometimes it falls into my most satisfying thing when it's like a massive black... I don't like cysts. I don't like the cysts, but like when someone gets like a massive blackhead out...
Okay, so when I was like a teenager and actually, you know, had to deal with that, you know, it was satisfying as a teenager, but I think there was a whole, like, you know, other tactile thing with it.
Yeah, I get
it. You know, you were in the mirror as a kid, and also there was, like, a bit of, like, satisfaction because there was a little bit of pain there. Like, even though you're not really supposed to pop pimples.
Yeah, but... I know. But here's the deal. Is the reason I bring that up is... it's kind of also like if you've ever read the Dresden Files, that the Earl King, the King of the Elves, the King of Goblins, or goblins themselves in the series, are grotesque. Which comes to back to the original meaning of the word of like the sculptures inside Nero's palace were grotesque because they were humans with animal heads. Like, it's a fascination. It's an attraction. But it doesn't mean good looking. Like, the Earl King's face is such an asymmetrical mess. It's beautiful.
Beautiful is not the right term.
No. The reason I say beautiful is also think about like the descriptions of the outer gods from Lovecraft.
Okay, yeah.
Like the level of fascination there was something that is so... Okay, we've all done it. You've looked at something and had to cock your head to the side and like, oh, ew, but you're still staring. That's
you're talking about like a train wreck sort of situation where...
Right, and that's the thing is... the reason in France that the Lutin is also known as the attractive man is that he could actually be attractive, but it could also be that everybody's just, like, fascinated by what the fuck this fae is trying to... like, okay. I feel like this description from most of the sources I read, which one of them was Louisiana Dread. That's a wonderful YouTube channel. Go watch it. Like, 2 to 5 minute videos about Louisiana history. I also looked at 64 parishes, which is connected to the Louisiana government, and I cannot remember the site in France because I cannot read French. and it was a .fr.fa, whatever the
French is. We are not a French. We are not Cajun. Pas français.
Any case, it's, I feel this is one of those things that a fae tried to look like a person. Like, some of the descriptions, he is a tall, handsome, dark-haired man. Other ones
so
are...
So, it's someone that is... It's... So, the best sort of description I
Hello, can... fellow humans. I am here to buy human things.
Remember Men in Black?
Yes.
The antagonist in that, that's the cockroach that has the...
It doesn't even matter, because in a moment you won't even be matter.
Yeah, Earl. Yeah. He has, like, the face thing. Like, he, like, has...
No,
like...
it would be, Okay, Doodle Bob from SpongeBob.
I don't know that reference.
Okay, remember in South Park where they had the mirror verses of themselves that didn't look fully right?
This might be after I stopped watching.
Okay, so. God, that's also still like, God, I'm going over 20-year-old episodes of stuff.
Come on, you can do it. I believe in you.
Okay, Pablo Picasso.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah. The way he drew things?
Yeah.
Imagine that trying to be a 3D walking around thing.
That would be so fucking awesome.
Yeah, you'd be like...
At first, I'd be like, what the fuck is that? And then I'd be...
Then you'd be like, okay, I'm cool with this. Wait, yeah. Now I'm really not cool with this because it's close to me.
Stop walking towards me. Go over there. Go over into that corner.
And next thing you know, you're just hit by a nude descending the staircase that's like 8 different shapes.
It's like, stop. Why is next your hips you, like this?
Next thing you know, now you know what non-Euclidean geometry is, which is what we all live with every day.
In any case,
what it is...
Fucking H.P. Lovecraft.
But here's the deal, is like, sometimes it's described as actually a good-looking man, and some of the stories are people just get caught off guard by what is masquerading as a human, and they can't help but look at it because...
It just makes
Everybody's walked... Okay, both of us have walked through New Orleans... We've seen something that wasn't right and kept going but couldn't stop staring at the bullshit until we got to the place we were going to.
It makes me think of someone that, like, the old trope in, like, comedy or, like, any sort of movie where it's, like, someone trying to blend in with humans, maybe, like, some animal or something, and it's like, we're gonna put on a disguise, and they put on a disguise, and they're like, yeah, well, walking around, and everyone's like, what the fuck
is that? Why the hell is there a fox in a top hat?
Yeah.
That, very much that. Now, the other description of the Lutan is a small bearded man with a red hat or coat that has a feather in it. Which, to me, this sets off red flags because the fucking red cap. Which will be an episode I will talk about later because if there's one thing I absolutely love to delve into and don't want to fuck with and partially believe in is the fucking Fae.
I'm trying to think of what the red cap means.
Well, it's a fae that wears a red cap, and I'll talk to you about it after we're off stream, but anytime I hear of a fae wearing a red hat, I'm like, No, don't trust that motherfucker. Now, again, the origins. Let's go all the way back to good old France before we deal with Cajuns. Let's go all the way back to good old France.
But I love Cajuns.
Yeah, we're going to go back to them when they were slightly more hoi polloi.
Apparently, a lot of people in France are like, really country.
If you're outside of Paris,
yeah.
There's a lot of rednecks are everywhere, man.
Oh, true.
Anyway, so the big thing is the very first earliest stories about the Lutan is that they are a trickster similar to the German kobold or the Irish leprechaun. They are small and they messed around with stuff. And they were one of the fays that can get into your home if you weren't smart about it. Like, they didn't need to be invited in. They could actually cross a threshold, which is why the Lutan is really scary, is because they ignore the threshold rule that most supernatural creatures have to deal with.
Wait, so how many rules do they ignore generally?
They ignore the threshold. Do you know about the threshold rule?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm assuming it's like a vampire where it's like,
well,
you
it's,
have to invite them
Well, the thing is,
in.
Is, well, it's not just that you can invite them in. A lot of creatures with the threshold rule, if they enter into your home without being invited, leave the majority of their power outside. Which means, yeah, the vampire can walk through your door uninvited, but now they're a dude.
And you can just punch the fuck out of him.
And you could punch the hell out of the vampire.
Just beat the shit out of
him. But the other problem with that is if you fully do that, you also kind of violate the rules of hospitality, and so their power might come in with them. In any case, Lutan don't have to worry about hospitality. They don't have to worry about a
they
threshold.
Don't give a shit.
The Lutan don't give a shit. Now, the thing is that much like all the old gods and all the old creatures that were believed so heavily that they could never be rooted out because they are part of the zeitgeist of the people, when Catholicism came through, they just kind of adapted the Lutan to their purposes instead of trying to get rid of it. I mean, look at the leprechaun, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a thing that you see in Christianity anyway. I mean
how many fae in a normal day do people actually do something to ward off without knowing it? Why do you have a horseshoe in your house? It's good luck, but also you have it faced up to catch the luck. And also, that's iron. Why do you have iron in your house? To keep out the fae. I mean, it's... And people don't think about that. Now, I might be reading some stuff into this, but the reason why there's an iron... It's like, why is there an iron cross? Well...
It is interesting when you consider, like, rustic aesthetic has a lot of, like, very pagan-y sort of...
Well, pagan originally meant just outside the city.
Well, yeah, but when we say pagan, we mean... outside of Judeo-Christian, Abrahamic, I should say, religious conventions. So you're talking about having iron in the house, and like a lot of rustic stuff has iron. You said horseshoe, but I mean...
Well, I mean, look behind your head. What do I got in my house?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Now I'm blanking. Like, stuff like incense, it's not Christian.
No, but I mean, like, here's the deal is that there are big things, and I'm not talking about the holidays, like burning a Yule log, bringing a tree in your house. We're hitting the Easter season.
Easter.
Here is my mother on Facebook, one of the most Southern Baptist debutante Old South bullshit people you could have. And she's like, hippity hoppity, here comes Easter. And I'm like, there is nothing in the Bible about a rabbit at Easter.
I mean, everything about Easter is fertility.
Yeah, like, it's like 90% of what we... Okay, peeps are not. Peeps are not. Peeps are just diabetes.
Well, peeps came in the capitalist era when they wanted to sell things.
Peeps are capitalism.
Peeps are capitalism.
T-shirt.
We do not have the people for capitalism for t-shirts right now.
No, but I'm just saying is... Peeps or capitalism would make a great t-shirt, though.
And just have a little peeps on it.
No. If we just say peeps, we can get away with peeps. If we put an image of a peep, we've now gotten into copyrightable territory.
True.
But if we sell on Temu, we won't get in trouble.
Look, but peeps are literally capitalism.
Yeah, it's a marshmallow covered in sugar, dude.
And when it comes to Easter, they say it's about the birth or rebirth of Christ, but it's actually about, you know, fucking... It's a lot about fucking.
Well, can't you celebrate the rebirth with that?
You can celebrate the rebirth with some fucking. You
might want to have a third coming.
I mean, people celebrate the birth with fucking. Like, actually, Christmas
and Valentine's Day are the two biggest.
Yeah. Christmas is also the... So, I'm sorry.
But let's get back to the point. So
I'm going to bleep that.
So anyway... the Catholics adopted this. So, do you want to know some ways of how to become a Lutan?
Oh, you can become a Lutan.
You can become a Lutan.
Oh, no. Yeah. Are we even in... Like, I'm sorry. Are we even Cajun?
Yes and no.
Let's see how I can become a Lutan.
So, the way I got this is how to become a Lutan, detection of a Lutan, the good and the bad of a Lutan, how to get rid of a Lutan, and then what else to do.
Okay, so...
So, origins. Be a baby and die before you're baptized, and you come back as a Lutan. That's the Catholic version.
Okay, so wait. So, is it just you're not baptized, or you have to be a baby?
You are an unbaptized baby that dies, because we're talking about the Catholics, and they like to dunk the baby early.
So,
Okay, I'm sorry, hold on. That's the Orthodox Church on YouTube that, like, does the full-on, like, dunk the baby aggressively into the water.
Just, like, nearly drown the fucking baby.
Yeah, like...
Jesus.
A duke and...
Okay, so...
Catholics are like, sprinkle, sprinkle.
So you have to be unbaptized before...
I just thought about that. I said sprinkle, sprinkle. I was like, get the jimmies of Christ.
God damn.
Another t-shirt idea, Jimmies of Christ. There's just a priest doing this. They're doing the salt bay, but it's holy
this
water.
This isn't the Luton episode. This is the merch, t-shirt.
This is the merch testing episode.
We will have merch one day.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
The Jimmies of Christ.
The Jimmies of Christ. What was the other one? I forgot. I don't give a shit. Fuck, what were we? Okay, so we're
don't
talking
touch the
about,
bacon. That's the other t-shirt.
Don't. God, fuck you. God damn it. We were beyond that.
No, we're never gone beyond that. That is your fault. We all have to deal with that sin now.
I don't want to deal with that sin. Okay, so let's get back to what we were talking about.
If you are a baby.
If you are a baby and you die before your second birthday.
When you get baptized.
If you're never baptized before your second birthday and you die, mm-hmm. That's when you become a Luton.
You become a Luton.
Okay. That's very specific.
Here's the deal, is every time I say Luton, all I think is Lupin the third. The third.
Lupin the third.
By the way, Future Chris, don't edit this out. Anyone on the internet that has not watched Lupin the third, that's been around for 50 years, go watch it. It's wonderful.
It actually has a really good CG movie.
Yeah, it does. Also, soundtrack is always slapping.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we?
Now, here's the other way. I get killed by a Kelpie.
So a Kelpie can turn you into...
A Kelpie can turn you into a Luton. So here's the story. So seven little boys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to name the family name because we got to give respect. They were not listening to their mama.
They went
out and started playing at night. And they saw a black horse. And they decided, we going to ride it. So these seven little boys are going to ride a horse. First thing that should have been a heads up for them is, like a horse is a big animal, but if you got like seven, like 8 to 12 year olds, one horse ain't gonna do.
Sure.
And its body stretched. Like they had a stretch limo horse. And every one of them that got on it, the horses by a long game. They went, we got a stretching horse. This shit is baller. Or whatever you would say in the 1700s version of vernacular.
Ye verily, this horse is baller.
What?
What?
Vernacular. So then they got all their friends to join them on their stretch limo horse that just kept stretching. And then when they tried to get off, they realized the horse was sticky. And then it drowned them either in the lake, the bayou, or the sea, depending on where the story is told. Because in Canada, it drowned them in the ocean. In Louisiana, it drowned them in a bayou. In France, it drowned them in the lake or the ocean. And I know it's drowned, but my child also... I've been doing words with my son, and he keeps saying anything in ED is edited. So they drowned it. And when they drowned, they became Luton. And decided to just fuck with everybody's shit. So this is how...
You know, if they're the spirits of children, I can see it.
So here's the deal. The way you become a fae... is to get killed by a horse fae or die before you're baptized.
So that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to know how to figure out if you have a Luton?
No, wait, I'm still processing the very specific and very...
It's a very specific way to become this fae, yes. Well,
okay, so when we went over other creatures where you could become that creature, it's always like... I mean, there were specific things.
To be fair, the Rougarou was also hyper-specific on how to become a Rougarou.
But there are multiple ways. I mean, you could, like...
We got multiple ways. There's two.
That's not multiple. That's two.
That's more than one. That can be multiple. There's an argument here.
No, that's two ways. Multiple is more than three.
Hold on. Are you going to go with couple, few, and multiple as an
argument?
Yes,
I am.
You're that guy?
I am going to be that guy right now.
Google.
No, Google. We don't consult Google.
You're not going to let me go, hey, Google, and get an answer here?
And it's heretical AI. Get out of here, Google.
Over here with your 40K talk?
Yeah, true. Okay, so how do you get rid of it?
I don't know. We're going to say, how do you figure out you got a Luton?
Oh, because is it like a VD?
Here's the deal. We all have Luton.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So the easiest way to figure out...
So it's like Thetans.
No, because that's bullshit.
I like how we're talking about Luton. You're like, no, Thetans.
I believe in Lutons way before anything from Scientology hits anywhere on my radar. Fuck everything about that. Okay?
But you never know. I mean, Tom Cruise.
It's a fucking cult.
I mean.
I am not going to mince words on this. I do not care that they have the power to sue me into the ground. I live on the ground already. If they force me deeper, the water table's 3 feet. I'll drown. I'll laugh as it happens. I don't give a shit. They're full of shit. They were started by a pederast. And it's a pyramid scheme that eventually Tom Cruise is going to sit. No, it's not allegedly. He got caught.
I'm just doing the legalese here.
I don't think we have to, because I believe the FBI caught him with more than one 12-year-old on a yacht.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I would have to Google this, but I know he got in trouble for being on a yacht by himself with a bunch of very scantily clad preteens.
Interesting. Wow, Tom Cruise, you got a lot to answer for.
No. Just L. Ron fucking Hubbard.
Just L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay, look. I try to be accepting of multiple religions. I accept a lot of bullshit as fact, including the bullshit I choose to believe. Because I believe some bullshit. I will not accept that motherfucking bullshit as anything other than a cult and a money laundering scheme and a pyramid scheme. South Park got it right. One of the few times Trey Parker and Matt Stone got anything right, that they nailed it, and then they got sued to fucking shit and won in law. Or won in court, because they actually, like, look, all we did was take your fucking book and say this. It's like, how do you know this is true? Well, this is your holy book. Here's the Bible. No, fuck Scientology.
But you know what?
Thank God we only have 10 listeners that all agree with us, and we aren't going to get in trouble for this.
You know who is... Let me get this out. The three-cheek beast.
I believe in the three-cheek beast more than I believe in Overlord Xenu trying to come down and steal our souls.
True. Anyway, let's get back to it.
Anyway, so how do you... First off, there are some signs that you may have a Luton. Stuff is missing.
Itchiness.
No. Stuff is missing.
Okay.
Like, you can't find your keys. It's Luton. You put a knife down when you were cutting stuff or while you're cooking. You turn around, where's the knife, Luton?
Oh, that's me all the time. I have a lot of Lutons.
This is the reason that I acknowledge that the Luton might be real. Because before there were motherfucking dryers, the Luton existed. Right? What is always missing from the dryer?
Socks?
One sock. You know what the Luton are supposed to have stole all the way back to the 1500s?
Socks. You know,
the Luton steals one sock.
This motherfucker has been stealing our socks.
No, I want you to understand something with this. We didn't have washing machines and dryers that could, like, make it dissolve and, like, make it go missing, right? We didn't have those. This is people hand washing shit in a basin. And all of a sudden, a sock is missing. It's the Luton. There is a cryptid, Chris, that was created because we are missing socks.
God damn it. It goes back so far.
Right? Like, here's the deal. Like, I'm going through this, and all of a sudden, every single thing I went through, minus Louisiana Dread online and a couple other online videos.
So we were making jokes about, like, you know, we'll believe this before Scientology, but no, I believe in the Luton now.
Yeah, because they steal their fucking socks, right?
My socks, like, I'm wearing two different pairs of socks, technically.
So, like, here's the deal. Like, this exists before modern washing and drying machinery. And we had to explain. So that means, no matter what, whether this creature is real or not, that our ancestors, 500-600 years ago, always lost a sock while washing shit.
Now, put this theory to why Kennedy was assassinated.
No.
I'm sure it lines up.
No, it lines up. No, that's Mothman.
Missing
man.
Socks.
It's Mothman.
Missing socks. Kennedy. It has to.
You know what? You know why Kennedy's gone?
Why?
Preaching beast. Anyway, so like, as silly as we're being, this is the only reason I will give the Lutan any credence, is that I'm reading shit from the 1500s in France, and then reading stuff from the 16 and 1700s in Canada. And socks go missing. So this is a problem that has plagued humanity since we've had socks. And we created a creature to explain why we're missing our socks. And this is something I love. Now, the other thing that is a sign that you have a Lutan is if you own horses, you will find that their manes are braided.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's this is a very common thing with fairies, is the fairy braid. Is all of a sudden you come out and your horses have braids. Now, me, myself, I'm looking at it goes, that's a fancy tangle. Now, the pictures that everyone showed is like a actually like braided with a ribbon horse braid. And I'm like, that part I don't believe. But all of a sudden you come out and your horse's hair is like matted in a certain way that's kind of pretty. I believe it. Now, let's talk about the good and the bad about having a Lutan. The good is they will do chores while you sleep.
It's nice. Thank you.
Like they'll dust, they'll clean up, they'll make sure that's where like the brownie aspect of this is. They will guard your kids.
That's cool.
They will guard your livestock, and they will guard your home for the low price of a bowl of cream, some butter, sugar butter specifically, and maybe some bread. They prefer brown bread.
Okay, are they liking a savory sweet situation with the bread or with the butter?
Here's the deal. Like, you always leave out cream and bread for the Fae.
I guess they have a sweet tooth, I guess.
I mean, you dip the bread in the milk or in the cream. So, mm-hmm. It's like dipping cookies in milk.
So, we're saying that Santa Claus is Fae.
Santa Claus is 100% Fae.
It makes sense.
Why do people not understand? They call him a jolly old elf.
He is.
Right?
And he has elves. I never thought of it.
When we do Christmas episodes, we got the Mary Lou and we got Santa. Also, always remember the best way to deal with the Mary Lou is to start off with, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Putting suckers in fear. Coming down like a monsoon. Listen to the mic.
So, what do we...
Now, okay, so they'll protect your kids, they'll protect your livestock, they'll protect your home for the low price of bribery.
Oh, cool. So,
well, okay, it's not bribery, it's legit. They don't want cash, they want bread, milk, butter, and sugar.
Yeah.
You know what, I don't believe this, but I'm assuming if it's in Louisiana, I'm also going to say you could bribe them with hot sauce and coffee.
I didn't
see that written down anywhere. Headcanon. I'm also assuming, especially if they're Cajun, you could bribe them with rice. Rice pudding. Probably rice pudding.
Yeah. Some boudin out there.
You could bribe anything. You could bribe the Ruguru with boudin.
It's like, hey, don't come around here.
T-shirt idea. Bribe the Ruguru with boudin.
Is this just a t-shirt episode?
Yes, I'm just throwing out merch ideas. And let me talk to you about bad things. So number one. The number one on here, and I wrote it down, and I remember on the original versions, I underlined it. The first thing they do to piss you off is they steal your socks. Just one.
Which is a dick move.
Next thing is they will move your stuff.
Kind of a dick move, yeah.
No. Like, they'll put your keys somewhere that you didn't remember putting them. This is the real dick move. They will blunt your knives, your shears, and your scissors.
This motherfucker...
They will tie knots in your boot laces that were not there.
Come on.
They'll throw shit at you. So we're getting to poltergeist activity. They will legit throw shit at you. The last one is creepy childish laughter in the middle of the night. That's where I draw the line. Like, okay, you move my keys. Ha ha. All right, Kevin. This is funny. You throw like a little rock at my head. You're a dick, Kevin. Middle of the night, I'm dead ass asleep, and all of a sudden, no, fuck you.
I don't give a shit about that. Like, you had me at, like, blunt my knives. I spend so much time trying to get my knife sharp. If this motherfucker blunts my shit, like, I already worked in kitchens where people would take my knife, my personal knife that I had bought for work, spent $40+ when I was making...
That's actually still pretty cheap on a good kitchen knife.
It's cheap on a good kitchen knife, but I was poor at the time. Like, I was poor at the time. I'm not, like, rich right now.
Chris could buy a $60 knife now.
I can buy a whole $120 knife right now.
Oh, you getting that Muramoto stuff?
Yeah,
then.
Getting that Kimikoto knives or whatever. I don't know what the... We're not sponsored here, so I don't give a shit. I heard they're shit. I don't know. They're not actually shit, in case you want to sponsor us.
To anyone that's out there looking at you, Waffle House, where cryptids go to eat.
But yeah, I used to work in fucking kitchens, and people would take my knife and just like blunt the shit out of them because they wouldn't use a cutting board. They'd be like, yeah, let me use this metal table to cut my onions, and they just like slap the fucking knife on there.
But the big thing is also most people do not actually know, like, because I'm not gonna lie, I have a tile countertop and I have just cut on the straight countertop before with my old knives, not my new knives, my old ones. And most people don't realize how, like, it's like, oh, it's still sharp. I cut my hand. Yeah, here's the deal. A good kitchen knife is sharp to the micron.
Yeah. No. It's so sharp that you're not crying when you cut onions. If you're crying when you're cutting onions...
It's because you're ripping, not cutting.
Yeah. But no, that pisses me off. Like, the Luton has already pissed me off.
Well, here's the deal is the Luton also links back to another Christmas figure that we've been talking about since we mentioned Santa Claus, is to one of the Yule lads known as Knife Blunter.
This motherfucker.
There's multiple fae that are known to blunt your knives, because here's the deal. Skeptic side of it, the reality side of it, is my knife's blunted. My wife's mad at me because I took her very nice kitchen knife and I cut shit somewhere I wasn't supposed to. Oh, no, it was Luton. Luton blunted the knives. Now, since the Luton...
I would never do that to my wife. She would do it to me, though.
That's because you do all the cooking.
That's true.
Now, here's the deal. Do you want to know how to get rid of a Luton if you decide to piss them off and now they're being banned?
How's that?
Okay, very first thing you can do, easiest thing you can do, simplest thing you can do is move and don't let the Luton know where you go.
Oh.
Just straight up, in this economy, move to a new house. The reality for the millennial in 2024 is we just live with a Luton now.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just move and not just talk about like.
Let me be a boomer about it.
Let me just leave my house and talk about moving before I come back home and not have to talk about moving.
All right, second thing you can do, second most popular thing is hire a priest to do an exorcism.
I ain't doing that. I don't want them in my house.
Man, I don't know. My whole thing about exorcisms, it seems like when you do Germex, it kills 99.9% of the bacteria, and then that other 0.1% moves in. So it's like you get rid of the demons that were there, but they don't necessarily keep the demons from coming in.
But then you have to like vet the exorcist, and you never know if they're going to like actually do their job or just fall out of window and die.
Yeah, that's true. The next easiest one is have iron in your house, which for me is fairly easy.
That's the easiest thing. Why don't you just get fucking iron, put it all over your house? Fuck it.
Well, back in the day, yes, but now other things you can do. You can cover the floor in baby powder or in flax seed. Well, okay, if you cover the floor in baby powder, you can tell that you got one. If you cover the floor in flaxseed, the Luton will get mad and quit.
Easy. Easy peasy.
Well, here's the deal. It's like vampires. It's like the Rougarou. They have to pick up all the flaxseed.
Oh.
So then they're going to be like, motherfucker, I have picked up 89,000 flaxseeds, and there's still a whole... I'm done. I fucking hate this job. I'm not even going to quiet quit. It's just, fuck this, I'm out. So you give them a job that is so difficult, they legit just fucking go, nope.
So give them a job at, like, a McDonald's?
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like, just so frustrating that they just quit?
Now, the other easy one is salt every corner in every room of your house. Well, that also gets rid of bugs.
True.
So that's how you deal with a Luton. So here's my deal. Every time I do a story with you, Chris, because we don't necessarily, you do a lot more of like you've done a couple cryptids, but you also, like, you've done the Axeman, you've done a few others, to where, do we believe in this creature or not? And I am 100% a skeptic, and I've been the asshole about a lot of stuff on this. We've gotten feedback on that I'm the asshole about some shit.
Which is weird, because I was the one that went through, like, the new atheist / skeptic phase.
I sound rougher than you. True. You have the friendlier voice out of the two of us. I am a teddy bear made out of burlap.
Good job.
But most people just see the burlap. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I 100% believe in the fucking Lutan.
You know what?
It's 100% based on socks.
Steel socks.
It's socks. I mean,
and it blunts my fucking knives, this motherfucker. I'm going to have to get some salt to put in every corner now. Now,
better yet, just get some iron.
True. I'm going to get some iron now. I'm going to get me some fucking iron. I'm going to put it all. You know what? Me and Ruby were thinking of doing the Goblin Core thing.
Yep.
So, I mean, it'll be easy enough. We'll get some bark tree shit, just place it everywhere, put some iron in there, hang. I don't know what I'm fucking talking about, but fuck these Lutans. I'm mad about the knives.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at you. I have only seen you mad 3 times.
I'm mad about the knives because...
To the gentle listener, he has legit furrowed his brow and has knitted at his beard over the knives situation.
I don't like people fucking with my knives. And Luton, if you come for my knives, I will cut you. By cut you, I mean put up iron in my house.
Hey, Lutans, give me back my sock.
Give me back all my socks. I lost all my hiking socks.
How?
I don't know. The Luton. Anyway, thank you for telling me this story, even though now I'm mad at the Luton. Yeah. So why don't you start off with telling us about our extended stuff in Team Bonus Action?
Well, okay. Chris and I are associated with Team Bonus Action, a charity D&D group that plays most Mondays, every other Wednesday. Wednesday? Yeah, every other Wednesday. It's Wednesday, not Thursday, right? Every other Wednesday. And going to start playing some Sunday games live. They're going to be streamed. Right now, we are whenever you post this, I don't know. Currently, when we are recording, we are partnered with the Trevor Project. And even if you listen to this another time when we're not, if you donate to the Trevor Project, we'd be greatly appreciative, because sometimes parents sucks and kids, especially trans kids and LGBTQ plus kids, need some additional help. So if you can donate and find them a safe place to live, that'd be greatly appreciated.
And we post every Tuesday. We're Team Bonus Action. We are on Facebook, hopefully Threads and Blue Sky. We are Backwoods Obscure Podcast. Hopefully we'll be on Twitter/X soon. Musk apparently broke the website, so it's very hard to make an account. But yeah, we are also...
You can find everything with Team Bonus Action at teambonusaction.com, or thank you, Frecky. You can also find us at Team Bonus Action on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, Blue Skies, Threads, and find us on the hellscape that is Twitter at bonus_team.
Yeah.
And thank you all for listening up. And hey, put up a little iron.
Put up a little iron in your house, and I hope y'all have a good day, weekend, whatever.
Save your bacon.
God damn it. Wow.